Okay, might you kind sir expound on the aspect of right intention? Also, are the five spiritual powers meant to be the positive side of the coin in correlation to the five hindrances? Also, what is Sangveka? And then in brackets, no pressure to answer all three. Okay. Right intention or right resolve is the intention or resolve towards renunciation and then to non-ill will and non-harming. Say, like, wrong intention, wrong resolve is sensual desire, ill will, thoughts of harming. And that right intention is, in another sense, is a sort of generosity, loving-kindness, compassion. That's what it results in. One of the ways that the Buddha taught, because he was very precise, rather than say, you know, to have right resolve, you know, having thoughts of renunciation, as opposed to, you know, you constantly have to be having thoughts of generosity and giving. And sort of, okay, I can have it, because that's doable. And in the same way, of having thoughts of non-ill will, rather than, you know, you've got to have thoughts of loving kindness all the time, because that's, say, it's very idealistic. If we can just sort of keep to non-ill will and non-harming, that in itself gives some space, yeah. And then opens the doors to the other more refined states, but is it in that? So that right intention is that resolving in ways that help to support those qualities in mind that are not bound up with what's unskillful or negative. And the five spiritual powers are not directly connected to the as an in opposition or in correlation to the five hindrances, but they're a helpful tool for, you know, five spiritual powers: faith, energy, mindfulness, concentration, wisdom. So that those are the kind of spiritual faculties that we need to be cultivating. And Sangveka is the sense of there's a spiritual urgency, a spiritual motivation, but it's not frantic. It's because it's Sangveka is a very positive state that sort of says, yeah, there's I can't waste time. I can't muck about here. I really need to knuckle down and keep working on this. But when the Buddha describes different mental states, so that Sangveka is a kusala citta, it's the mind of kusala, so that it's wholesome, it's skillful. And inherently, in that, say that quality of it being kusala or wholesome, is that it's steady, it's associated with well-being. It has a level of discernment to it, so that by its very nature, it isn't, you know, when we say, you know, like spiritual urgency, it's not. It isn't fretting, because if it were fretting, that would be an akusala mental state. It would be an unwholesome or unskillful mental state. So it's like it's a brightening quality to the mind that is ready to put forth effort and not waste time.